Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Colleen van der Zijden, and this is Embracing Your Essence on Lilydale Radio. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. We are going to be talking about breaking through the blocks, those things that keep us stuck, stopping us from living the life of our dreams. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. But as you are joining in, please do say hello. Give me your name, where you're from, anything else that comes to mind that you'd like to share. As I said, we are going to be talking about breaking through the blocks. And before I get to all of that, let me just do the details of things. LilydaleAssembly.org. You can find out everything that's happening in Lilydale right now. Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook is the official page. Now, upcoming workshops we have, and I do have a little list here, this weekend on February 12th, is that this weekend? Boy, time has flown. We have Discovered Animal Spirit Guides with Joanne Copley-Nigro. That will be on Saturday from 1 to 4. And on Saturday also, we have Health and Healing with Alternative Therapies with Neil Zepkowski. And that's 12:30 to 3:30 on Saturday. So those are a couple of workshops coming up. But if you go to Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook, you can see what else is happening or the website. And I'm Colleen van der Zijden. As I said, I am a registered medium at Lilydale, and I'm also a certified intuitive life coach. And as a life coach, I like to help people create the life of their dreams. That's what I do all the time. So much fun. And on this show, Embracing Your Essence, it's all about embracing who you truly are at the soul level so that we go beyond some of those physical issues that block us from our joy. So that is what we do here. And I am just going to say hello to everybody who's joining me here today. Hello, Kathy. Nice to see you. And Denise and Annette. And my goodness, and my computer just like all of a sudden just went insane there for a minute. Let's see, Julie and Ray. Hi, Ray. Hi, Ashley. Hi, Beverly. Nice to see you guys. What we're going to do tonight is we are going to be talking about breaking through the blocks. I'm going to talk about a simple, it's a little bit out of the box. It's not your normal messages that you might receive when it comes to breaking through the blocks. And if you've seen me before, you know I try not to do the normal things. So we are in something a little bit different tonight. And what I'm going to talk about is we are going to discover and affirm a personal, unique soul quality that each of us has. And we are going to use that to help us break through the blocks. And I will explain it, of course. And for those of you who are watching live, you need to be on my page, Colleen van der Zijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach, to participate in this part, only because I can only see this page. I can't see Lilydale's page or any other page. So if you're on my page and if you're interested, I will give you a personalized soul quality word. I will touch into your energy and give you the word that comes to me. I do this sometimes in workshops, and it's really fun when I do it because people are going, oh, yes, that's awesome. And so it's something to think about, and it's something that you can play with. You can do whatever you want with it if you want to do that. I will let you know when it's time to tell me you want the word, okay? I'm going to explain some things first, and then we'll do that. So let's see what else do I have to tell you. As we get going, please do ask questions. Sometimes if I'm talking about something that's a little bit different than other people might, you might need some clarification, and feel free to ask questions as I go. And my book will be out in a few weeks. Believe me, I'll let you know when it is. Courageously You, Magical Mind Games to Get Unstuck and Reignite Your Joy. And that will be out very soon. And I also have a retreat coming up. If you're looking for something in person, the beginning of June in Casadega, New York, really close to Lilydale, we are going to have a three-day retreat. You can find all of that out on my website, ColleenVanZijden.com. So let's talk about being stuck, being in those blocks and how those blocks affect us. And Diane from Fort Plain, New York. Well, hi, Diane. I used to drive through Fort Plain quite a bit because I grew up in Hudson Falls, a little bit north of you. So that's really cool. So tonight, we are going to talk about being blocked. And I had a client once who was complaining about being blocked. We've all been there, right? She said that no matter what she did, she wasn't happy. She couldn't get her family to love her like she wanted them to love her. They weren't listening to her. They weren't acknowledging what she was saying. She was complaining about being blocked in terms of finding a partner. She couldn't find someone who understood her and someone that she understood. She also complained about the block with her job. She was trying to find a different job and nothing was coming up. She also wanted to live. She had a lot of things she wanted here. So she also wanted to live from a more spiritual perspective. And she was really good at talking about all of the things she had learned about spirituality. But she also felt that she wasn't getting anywhere. And she was really frustrated, thinking that her life should be happier and easier. And she kept saying, I'm just so blocked. I don't know what to do. And as I listened to her, I could see she had really explored her past and what had gone wrong. She had considered what lessons might have come from her situations. She discovered all sorts of things that were happening around her, but yet she still felt stuck. And every time I tried to steer the conversation to the present and have a discussion on how to integrate those lessons and move forward, she kept returning to the past. Over and over, she kept repeating how she had been wronged. Her story continued that she needed to keep telling me what had gone wrong as to why she was blocked. Now, have you guys ever felt blocked? I know I have, and I think pretty much everybody has. Just like my client, you might want that wonderful relationship or that amazing job, and it just doesn't seem to happen. Maybe you want to lose weight, but after a bit of time, you give up because it's not going to work anyway. And if you're on a spiritual path, you might think you're missing something, feeling like you can't quite get into that space where you think you're supposed to be. And you might try breaking through these barriers, keep trying different ways to get through them, but nothing, no improvement happens. Blocks are so interesting because when we have them, what do? Right? We focus on the blocks. We're like, I can't get through. I must be blocked. And then we start searching for a way to blast our way through the block. You know, I talked last week about following the spiritual flow. And if you missed that, you might want to check that. We talked about how you can make your life a lot easier if you're in the flow. This week, we're talking about the blocks that are there and how we can break through those barriers. And as I said in the beginning, I'm going to do something a little bit different than you would normally think about. This is not a self-help kind of thing. It's self-help from a spiritual angle here is what we're going to do tonight. When we are blocked, what happens is we keep telling ourselves that story of how hard our lives are, or sometimes we turn it into how unworthy we are. We might feel like it's our fault. We've done something wrong. We're not good enough. We may feel like we're blocked because there has to be something wrong with us, right? There has to be. And then part of our story sometimes falls into blaming other people for how our lives aren't going the way we want them to. And then when we blame, we move into that victim mentality. It's not my fault my life is horrible. It's because of. And then we're off and running with a list of excuses. We have explanations as to why our life is not working out the way we want it to. Or we might justify it. We have justifications. What's happening with this, when we're blocked, it's like we're stuck in a rut, repeating the same story over and over and over again. We might say things like, I can't change my life. I'll never find the perfect partner. Every partner I find, there's something wrong with him or her. It's impossible to lose weight. No one gets me. What's wrong with me? I should be in a different place than this. I should be happier. I should be living the life of my dreams. And I'm blocked. So obviously, there's got to be something wrong. But I'm going to tell you the fastest, simplest way to break through the barriers that keep you stuck. And it's going to be, like I said, a little different than you expect. The answer is, and this is a simple version, and I'm going to get a little bit more in-depth in a second, so stay with me here. The answer is to shift your energy by changing your words. And I know someone out there just thought, oh, I tried that before, that didn't work. You know, you remember the book, gosh, what one was it? You know, Law of Attraction. That one, you know, where they told you to say the words and everything you want would just come to you. So a lot of people got in their head that all I had to do was just say the words and everything would come to me. But I want to take that a little bit deeper tonight and really find that strength, that power that's within you. And it is within you so that you can shift your perspective and not get stuck in those blocks. And when you are in a block, you'll know how to look in a different direction. So we're going to talk about that. So if you've tried the words and it hasn't worked, stay with me again because you're probably missing something important that maybe no one ever has told you or you haven't even considered. So we're going to talk about using only one word to to break through the barriers. Okay, now this is not going to be a word that we all share. This is going to be a personal word, something that is going to be based on your soul quality, which will then, when we're going to work with this, it's going to redirect your thoughts away from feeling blocked and stuck. You're going to reconnect to that energy of that mindset of limitless abundance. And I will explain this all out very clearly for you. Now, as I said at the beginning of the show, and I want to say it again in case some of you just joined in, I am Colleen van der Zijden. I'm a medium at Lilydale. I'm also a life coach. So later on, what I'm going to do, after I've explained this, give you some examples, show you how it works so you understand what I'm saying so you can apply it. What's the point of just telling you something if you don't know how to apply it, right? At the very end, not the very end, close to the end, I am going to give you, whoever's watching on my page, a personalized soul quality word. I will touch in with your energy and see what word comes to me. If you want that, if you don't want it, you don't have to do it. But it's an offering I'm making to you. So we are going to talk about that. But you have to be on my page, Colleen van der Zijden, medium and intuitive life coach, so I can see your comments. Otherwise, I can't see it. If you're on Lilydale's page, I'm sorry, I can't see it. So if you want me to do it with you, and I'm only going to do it while I'm live, I am not going to touch in later and do it because the energy will be different. Sorry. So hello, darling. Hi, Kim. Hi, Kim Dixon. Programming yourself. Yes, we're going to reprogram, get rid of some of those things that have been in our way throughout our lives. So what we're going to talk about, I told you we're going to talk about this one word. So words are important, and they are a really valuable tool when it comes to intentionally using the vibration and energy of the words to break through the blocks. So I want to talk about, before I get to that one, I do want to talk about words and their energy, because sometimes people haven't really considered the energy of the words. Hi, David. Hi, Dan. Hi, Mary. Hi, Leanne. Woo-hoo, don't worry. I will tell you when to tell me you want the words, because I'm going to backtrack. Okay, so don't tell me just yet, but I will do that. I will tell you when. So our words are so, so important. Our words illustrate what we believe to be true, whether we're aware of what we believe or not. Okay, so your words can give you some good information. Our words are energy. They represent an idea, a thought, and with that comes an energy. Frequently, we speak without awareness or intention, right? Things just come out of our mouths. It's different if we're just channeling, of course, but sometimes things just come out of our mouths. So what happens is we keep ourselves stuck in an unthinking pattern or a habit. Okay, when we start complaining, we're stuck in something. If we're whining, we're stuck in there. So when we speak without awareness, this can reinforce the feeling that we are blocked from getting what we want. Because when we feel like we're blocked, we talk about it. I can't get that. I'm blocked. What's wrong with me? We repeat the disempowering stories because we have a story that's connected to whatever's happening in our lives. And we repeat those disempowering stories that cause us to disconnect from our power. When we disconnect from our power, we're disconnecting from our soul. We're disconnecting from self-responsibility, and we're disconnecting from our power of choice. Those all wrap up in our soul. So think about this for a second. When you're stuck or you're feeling blocked, what do you do? If you're like me, which you probably are, we focus on it, and we do use our words to complain and whine. We make those excuses about why we can't have it because somebody else did something to me or life brought this horrible situation to me, so it's not my fault. So we make up excuses. We come up with these justifications. When we use these words, think about how you feel. I know when I fall into this and I feel like I'm blocked or something, I don't feel powerful. I don't feel optimistic. I don't feel hopeful. What I do feel is stuck. I feel pessimistic. I feel like my life is hard. I might feel resigned. And with that, I might complain, right? So if I start complaining, what's happening is my words, the energy of those words, because they are not high vibrational words, are going to create more and more and more of the stuck, blocked energy. Okay, so you understand where I'm going here, right? So then what happens with my words, I'm actually moving more thoroughly into the additional difficult emotions where I might feel upset, frustrated, angry, sad, irritated, apathetic, whatever it might be. And all of those emotions come about because of the energy of the words that I've used. The reason I'm telling you all of this is I want you to understand how important it is to be intentional with our words and to tonight, I'm not going to say change all of your words. We're going to focus on that one word. Okay, I want to make it as simple as possible. We're going to focus on one word. You can find out more about the power of words in my book once it comes out, Courageously You, once it's out in a few weeks, because I do talk about words in there. But tonight, I don't want to do that. So when I'm thinking about this, you know, when we're blocked, what happens is we repeat the stories, right? We're using our words to repeat the story. And the more we repeat it, the more it affects our energy and the more stuck and blocked we get. We are actually amplifying a lower form of energy. And I think we've all been to this place, right? And it's very easy to fall into the habit of complaining or whining or feeling like we can't get ahead. You know, we feel powerless, okay? Our words are letting us know that we're feeling powerless and we need to make a change. So the simple solution, and it is so simple, it will take persistence and discipline, but it is simple, is to shift your focus to one of your qualities, one, only one, that is connected to the spiritual, limitless abundance of your soul. Okay, I'm going to explain this. We want to use the energy of just one word. That's all. We're not going to change every single word you've ever said, every single can, should have, oh, you know, whatever complaints you might have. Our soul is connected to the limitless abundance of the divine, of the universe, whatever word you want to use for that energy, that's all encompassing. Our soul is connected to it. That energy is limitless. So you already have this within you. There is nothing, you don't have to do anything about it. It's already there. So we are each a unique expression of our soul. We express our soul in our own ways. Now, the soul is of the divine, so it is love, it is light. But within the love and the light are those individual expressions and unique soul qualities that you already have within you. Persistence, dedication, openness, kindness, love, inspiration, trust, belief, beauty, whatever they might be, you already have these here. Okay? So, if we were to focus, and I've played with this idea, I like to share ideas I've already tried out, so I know they work. So I'm not just giving you a bunch of crap to mess with. That's not going to make a difference. I know they work. Focusing on a soul quality that we have, our individual one, your mind is already going, I can tell. Okay, don't think too much. We want to feel it out. We want to feel, so don't think. So anyway, this, when we focus on that one quality, it gets us back into the energy of the expansive, limitless soul. Okay, we're reclaiming our soul's power is what we're doing, okay? As we shift this energy, we intentionally connect with the energy of one of those qualities, whichever one we're going to pick for you or you pick for yourself, we end up using it to help us break through the barriers. We're refocusing our energy. We're refocusing where we're looking away from the limiting story we tell ourselves. Okay, the more we tell that story, the more stuck we get, the more blocked we feel. But when we shift our energy and we focus on a soul quality we already have, we're totally raising our vibration, making it so much easier to handle our life situation. So instead of trying all the words, I want to reiterate this. We don't want to do that. I know some of you are people who like, okay, tell me 15 steps and I'm going to do them all. I'm saying, no, do one. We're going to do one. We're going to do one. We're going to do one. Okay, this will get us back to our truth, reconnecting to our soul, the energy, the limitless abundance. It's already there. Okay, so now is the time that you want to tell me if you want a word, because I'm going to still talk, but then I'm going to backtrack and find you and give you your words. Just take them as I give them. Don't go, oh, that can't possibly be me. Open your mind up and see what happens, okay? We'll see what happens. But first, before I get to that, what you're going to do is you're just going to say, I want a word, or yes, I want a word, or please give me a word, or something like that. And I will know what you're saying. So, but first, while you're doing that, I am going to give you some examples so you can see how we're going to use the soul quality, and then I'll take care of your word request. So, you have many, many, many unique soul qualities. You have a lot of them, okay? There's not just one. They're all beautiful. They're all wonderful. They're already inside you, okay? And those soul qualities are always, always, always connected to the limitless mindset and can be applied to any blocks you have. Now, when we pick your soul word, or you pick your soul word, it doesn't have to be related to the word limitless or abundance or soul. It doesn't have to be that. Whatever soul quality feels right to you, that's the one you want to choose. It just feels right, okay? All of them are connected, so you're not going to be wrong. All of them you will be able to apply to pretty much any situation. And I know you're thinking, really? How's that going to work? Believe me, I'm going to show you and tell you. Let's say, I'm going to just use this example. Let's say one of your soul qualities is creativity. You love to be creative. You're creative in different ways. Okay, so creativity, that's one of the things. But you feel blocked at losing weight. Okay, you want to, but it's not happening. And maybe you've tried different methods, you've tried different ways. So what you would do to connect the creativity soul quality here with losing weight, as soon as you notice you're stuck in that old story that you can't lose weight, so you have to be aware. You have to be aware of the words you're using. You have to be aware of your I can't, how this is impossible. It will never happen for me. You've got to be aware of them or nothing will change. Awareness is always first in spiritual growth. So you have to be aware. So then what you do, once you become aware, you stop yourself from focusing on the story, the old story, and you shift your focus to the energy of creativity. So what you do is you breathe and you say to yourself, I am creative, or I create. When you do this, and here can be the missing part, sometimes people don't connect the energy with the word. So you breathe, feel the energy of creativity. You're recalibrating your energy. You're redirecting it. Stop focused on the blocks. You're now looking back at your soul. You're connecting with your soul. You're reconnecting and making that connection stronger and stronger, right? So as you continue to breathe the energy of creativity, what might happen is solutions might appear, actually. Okay, so maybe you want to be more creative in your thinking. Maybe you want to be more creative in your cooking or your shopping. If you focus on the fun and the energy of creativity, it's shifting your energy inside of you, and your perception of being blocked kind of dissolves. And then what happens is you become more in the motivation. You're more motivated to have more creativity. So there's a connection here. I know it sounds like it doesn't connect. I know it sounds like it's too simple, but I'm telling you, if you do this, it will make a difference. Whenever we're struggling with something, whenever we want to break through a block, whenever we want to change that story that keeps us stuck, we need to get back to our soul. When we focus on one, only one quality, that is going to help us get back to our soul. And then you're in that flow I talked about last week, and then the answers appear. You may find that what you wanted is not what you should have. You may find that where you thought you were blocked, it was actually an obstacle protecting you from something that would have been horrible. Okay? So here, that's how it goes. So when you're exploring your soul qualities, I suggest discovering them first and then applying them to whatever you're blocked with. You can certainly go the other way and say, well, you know, I'm stuck with this issue and what word goes with it. But what might happen, and we want to avoid this, is that we start thinking, because thinking is what's keeping us stuck, being blocked to begin with. So if we can feel, we want to feel which quality is best. And it's really what quality goes with you, who you are as a person. A lot of us will choose love or have love. That's a great one to have, okay? That's like, you know, the king of all, right? So that's important. So you could use that in lots of different ways. So for my client who was telling herself that unloved story of how she'd been wrong, feeling unheard and all that, she's actually a very caring person. She deeply cares. That's one of her unique soul qualities. She takes things on and she brings them into her heart, and she wants to help other people. So instead of her endless storytelling, if she became aware of it, she could then stop it and choose to look in the different direction and start to focus on I am caring. She wants to breathe it in and feel that energy. Now here's something very important to acknowledge. We want to have the energy directed at ourselves. Okay, it's an inner process. It's not to reinforce our story. Now, a trap for my client might be that she would be focused on how much she cares for her family, or she cares for that great relationship she doesn't have yet. And if she falls into this trap of externalizing, putting this out there, it kind of becomes mutated, And she could fall into the trap of saying, well, I care so much about them, but they don't care about me. Okay. Or the universe knows I need a great partner, but the universe doesn't care and isn't bringing them to me. So then we, if we're not aware and we're not putting it inward, going within to connect, we want to connect with the energy within ourselves. If we don't do that and we kind of mutate it and go out, we will disempower ourselves and disconnect from the soul. And we don't want to do that because that's kind of the point here. So directing inward, very important. So we just interrupt ourselves or reaffirm this. You know, when you're doing something like this, just because we're connecting with that quality of the soul doesn't mean you have to use it to break a barrier, break through a barrier, get through those blocks. You might just enjoy sitting in that energy, just being in the energy. This will still help you on your path. It will still help you break through the blocks, but you don't have to do anything. You allow that soul quality to take you there. Okay. So whatever word you choose as representation of your unique soul quality, it should be positive, empowering. You should feel connected, optimistic. It should be something that when you breathe it in, you just go, oh, I want to feel this as much as possible. One of those words, right? We want to just breathe it and feel it. Okay. So I am going to just go to the first word that comes to mind for you. This will just be something that comes into my head. As I said, I do this in relationships quite a bit, and it's usually quite helpful and people like it because it's kind of fun, actually. So I'm backtracking on my thing. Now, say comment mode. Oh, dear. Can I only see so far? Oh, no. Hold on. Yeah, I'm just making sure I can get back up there because it's kind of stopping me. Okay, I'm going to go backwards from where I am right now. Y'all remember where I start, and if I don't do your word and I get to my end of my list here and it doesn't let me go back further, just tell me again, and I'll go to you. I will do it until we're done, okay? So stay with me as I go. You may find a word that really grabs you even better than the one that I'm going to give you, okay? And knowing me, I may very well explain it further if I feel like it. So to use it as an intention, you're going to say, I am, or I, you know, whatever. Say, I'm going to just pick limitless, okay? Just, I am limitless. I am limitless. I am without limits, whatever it might be, and then feel the energy, okay? So here we go. I'm going to start here at the last comment I can see, which Kim Dixon says, sitting through the energy, and she wants the words, oh, Kim, as soon as I touched in with your energy, it was just amazing, and this is what I got. I got blossoming for you. I blossom. I take that to mean expansion. Okay, I'm expansion, I'm connecting, that kind of blossoming. Mary, okay, Mary, I got strength with you. You are strong. You are very strong. You have a lot of strength. Okay, this I'm talking about is soul strength, okay? Soul strength. Then, I'm just going to go this way, and then somebody remind me where I was, I guess. Julie. Oh, this is beautiful. I got gentle. For you. Gentle. There's a gentleness about you that you can apply to all sorts of situations. Beautiful. Elizabeth Stiles. Maybe I should say your first and last names just in case there's double names, okay? Elizabeth Stiles. Yes. Nice. Oh, compassion. You are compassionate. You have an ability to see other people and feel them, don't you? You must be very empathetic. Denise. Ah, freedom. I got freedom for you. Freedom. Freedom to be who you are. Freedom to live in your soul's light. Ray. Ah, enthusiasm and passion. You get bonus. You get two. Enthusiasm and passion, they kind of go together. You're passionate about your truth. Your soul is passionate about being fair. Kevin Pilotti. I would love a word. Ah. Interesting. Oh, I like this one. Infinite. I have infinite for you, Kevin. You are infinite. I think you know that. You must know that. Kim, you'll have to tell me if my word matches your word. Sue, I would love a word. Yours is consciousness. Consciousness. I would take that to be awareness. Awareness of your soul. Awareness of the consciousness of the universe, the oneness. Jill from Ducker. Hi, Jill. The book will be out soon. Yes. Okay. This is fun. Boldness, Jill. Boldness. You are bold, standing in your truth. That kind, standing in the truth of your soul. Jessica Shields. Let's see what comes to me. Yeah. Ooh. This is fun. Curiosity. Curiosity comes for me, for you, Jessica. Kristen Stevens. Flow. I want flow. Flow and open. Okay. Darlene. Oh, this is really not letting me see the comments before. Go ahead. And that won't be fun. oh, dear. Let me see. Maybe if I click on comments, I see more of them. Hold on. Oh, poopers, scoopers. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was going to be limited in my people. Okay, I don't even know where I was. Okay, Jessica, I got you, didn't I? Did I get you, Jessica? Tell me if I did. Okay, I'm going to go back down. You're going to have to do the comments again. I am so sorry. I did not know what it was going to do. Kim, it's freedom like the wind blowing through the forest. Samantha. Okay, Samantha. Joy. Samantha, joy. Jill, thank you. Samantha, miss you. Kevin, thank you. Elizabeth, did I do you? Thank you. Nancy. Tom, boy. This is not as easy as I thought this was going to be going this way. I have no idea this is how this happens. Maybe there's a way I can change it. Somebody will let me know, I'm sure. Okay, Nancy. Nancy, simplicity. Yes, Maura. Okay, Maura. Resilience. Yes, Claudia. Divine. Claudia, ooh, you must have a good soul. Divine, Kim down. I got two for you. Actually, I got humor and I got humility at the same time. Julie, if I give you guys two words, you'll be like blessed, right? Because I can't remember who I've connected with when I'm in the flow of this. So Julie Van Valkenburg. Oh, this is interesting. Two for you as well. Isn't that interesting? Discipline and connection for you. Discipline and connection. Okay. Amy, did I do you? Oh, my God. This is amazing. Sorry, I'm in my flow. What can I tell you? That's okay. I'm just going to keep going. If I give you double words, go for it. Amy. Ooh, wisdom. Amy, for you, wisdom. Okay, I'm going down to check the new comments because I'm sorry. Yes, you just keep going. Patience. Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. For some reason, it's showing the other thing. Shane. I'm going to go faster. Okay. Sincerity. Shane is sincerity. Danette. Inspiration. Danette, inspiration. Love it. Trista. Nurturing, Trista, nurturing. Beverly, perfection, Beverly. Peaceful perfection. Cindy, insightful. You have a lot of insight, don't you? Kathy Pomerville, flexibility and fun. You guys are getting my double words. I love it. Flexibility and fun. Paula Jean. Belief. It's all about belief. Paula Jean. Crystalline. See if I've done you before, or else I'll give you the same thing. That'd be fun. I want kindness now. Kindness. Ashley. Ah, okay. You know how I said somebody was expansion, blossoming, growth, that kind of thing. So Ashley, I want growth. I want expansion. It's this, whatever this is. Okay. Okay, let me see. Leanne. Okay, Leanne. Worthy, Leanne Worthy, Amy Shimolewski, sorry, is beauty. You are beauty. Beauty in everything. You see beauty in everything. You feel beauty in everything. Kristen Swan, ingenuity. Ooh, you must be very creative. That might be fun to ask sometime. Okay, that has taken me as far as I can go, going backwards again. So now I'm going back down to the end. See where I am. Teresa. Okay, that's where I am now. Teresa, you're going to love this one. Glorious. Glory. Glorious. Gloriousness. There's a broad reach with that. Gloriousness. Meditating today. And Darlene, did I tell you one yet, Darlene? I'm just going to give you another one if I didn't yet. Yours is empathy, Darlene. Empathy. And I want to do caring with you as well. Empathy and caring. Leslie, I'm gonna just keep going down the list as fast as I can so I don't lose you. And again, if I've missed you, just message me, do it again. Okay, so, and I'll go faster if I can, as long as Spirit is with me right now. Spirit is. Leslie, how beautiful. There's something about art with you. I want art, creative. There's a inspirational, I want to put two words together. I want inspirational expression. That's what I want, inspirational expression. That means you're in spirit as you express in a very artistic kind of way. Whoa, that's interesting. Okay, Diane MP. This is interesting. I think the word for the year is set of resolutions. My favorite way to go. Absolutely. That is my favorite way to go. Trust. I want trust for you, Diane. Belief brought me to the event. Love it. Courtney. Balance, Courtney. I want balance. That feels like I need to look on both sides of things. I want to go back and forth. So I want to make sure I'm focused and I'm not stuck on one thing too much. That's what I'm feeling with you there. Balance. Cindy, we'll work on the insightful. Four more comments. Good. Thank you. Good. Thank you. Okay. Jan. I just saw you, Jan. There you go. Okay. I'm like, I got to go faster. Jan. Okay. Dream. Jan, you are dream. Dreaming. You dream. You connect. You're in the flow. It's like psychic awareness, that kind of thing, dreaming and taking it into fruition. Michaela. I want to say diligence, determined, Michaela, determined. And I mean that from a soul way, okay, not stubborn that way, okay, determined. I'm determined to do my best. I'm determined to live in my soul. I'm determined to live as my best person, that kind of thing, okay? So I'm doing that. Okay, good. Whew. Okay, if I've forgotten you, missed you in my limited, that is not a word, in my limited comments here. Write another comment because I tried to go really fast, but I know I missed some of you and I don't want to miss you. So what's so interesting when I do something like this is I get to, and it is interesting to touch into your energy. And sometimes people will say, well, how can you do that, you know, through this way? We can do this because we are all connected. We are all part of the one, of the spirit. Our souls are all connected. We have our unique individual expression of it, and that's what we're really emphasizing tonight. So, Julie, I can't believe I missed you, Julie, because I remember seeing it way back. Okay, Julie. What's the word for this? You know how you always try to uplift people? You try to affirm them. The word for this, you see people. You see people. You're aware. You connect. You see them for who they truly are. There's an authenticity about you. So authentic connection. How about that? That's a weird way of putting it, but I'm feeling yours more than getting an actual word, which is kind of fun, actually, for me. And as the rest of you, if you've missed, if I didn't give you one yet, again, just write it in, and I will just step in there. So what you do with this to break through your blocks is you're rebalancing your focus. Instead of focusing on the problem, which is, by the way, always focused externally, isn't it? You know, I don't have my partner, I don't have this job, I don't have this, I don't have that, right? We're always focused that way. This is rebalancing, getting back to what's most important. When you get in that energy, I'm telling you, the blocks will shift. Beverly, I'm listening to everyone's words and I can't stop smiling. Yes, okay, good. I'm glad that made sense to you. Like, I wish I could give you the feeling. I said before COVID, what I wanted to do was touch people in readings and so they could feel what I was feeling. I didn't get to do it because of COVID. Worthy is one that I will have to reflect on from Leanne. Yeah, you are worthy. Trust for the issues, believe. You gave me trust. They go hand in hand. They do, don't they? Because when we believe in ourselves, we believe in spirit, same thing. We trust spirit. We trust ourselves. And when we're going through all of this stuff, you know, I mean, we're living in a weird time right now, right? And so we can focus on our own growth, our own soul quality, what we could achieve out there and how we can possibly impact other people. And yes, we want to do it for our own benefit, of course, as well, because we do want to step into our soul's energy, don't we? Yes, we definitely do. We want to step into our soul's energy so that we are empowered and we can be our true self. And our true self is the soul, who we are, the soul level. We are not necessarily what other people think we are. We are not our successes or our failures. We are not our labels, our jobs. We're not any of that. In our true authenticity at soul level, that's all we are. We're the beauty of the love and the light of the soul of the divine of the universe. Yes, Deborah, it is. Thank goodness you saw it live, because I knew if I didn't do just the live people that I would be, you know, like doing these soul qualities for the next 2 weeks. And missed my second word. Oh, no, Kevin, I don't know if I can come back to it. Maybe somebody else will remember. Did I say something to you about sincerity? I don't know. Well, anyway, that comes in. So we'll see. Something. There was something with you. Actually, let me see if I can get back in there. Take my focus off problems. Yeah, thinking. Yeah, caring for others. Sincerity. There's something about sincerity and connection. Whatever it was. I'm not really sure, Kevin. I'm sorry. When I'm in the flow, I don't remember things. When I do a reading, it's wild, because as soon as I hang up on them, so to speak, or they hang up on me, which is really the case, I don't remember anything I've said. I don't remember a thing, and that's what was happening right here, too. And there is one more thing I just want to say, and then I will stop talking unless somebody else says they missed their word, Noella, and I never gave you one, and then I will continue on. There's one more thing I want to say. Remember that you, as your unique expression of the soul, is a part of the divine love. You are expressing the divine love in your unique way. That's what makes you so special. That's what makes you, you. That's why you are here in this physical lifetime, so you can express that divine from your perspective as the soul. Isn't that amazing? Like, when you think about that, that is amazing. So rather than focusing on our external blocks, we're going to dissolve them by getting stronger in believing and understanding and trusting who we truly are. Kevin, no worries. Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, I'm sorry. So if you guys like that, maybe I'll do that again sometime, and we'll do it with whatever thought I have next, you know, whatever pops into my head, spirit wants me. Kevin, replay the video. Good idea, Cindy. Logical brain up here. I'm not logical brain. Thank you, Cindy. My students just help me with that all the time. They just they keep me in line with logic. Paula is saying, belief is so much better than what I've been on, expectations. I feel the change already. Belief is strong. Will this be available to replay? I missed the intro. Well, let's listen to it all. Yes. It will be on my page. Colleen Vanderzijde, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach. It will be on Lilydale's page. Lilydale Assembly Incorporated is the official page. It will take a few minutes for Facebook to process it and then be available. But it only takes like 5-10 minutes or something, so I'd wait maybe 15. Thank you, Julie. It was a fun show, wasn't it? Yeah, it's fun to do something like that, especially when I get to touch in with your energies, because I have such a great audience, people who are there for me all the time. And, you know, I'll just give you another plug here. My book is coming out soon, Courageously You, Magical Mind Games to Get Unstuck and Reignite Your Joy. It's all about, there's 32 magical mind games in there to help you apply to your life so you can be happier. It is what I always talk about, becoming you, who you are at your soul level. And these magical mind games are strategies so you can handle your life problems and get out of the crappy energy and get back to your true energy. That's what my book is about. So that's coming out. I will let you know just a few short weeks away, and then you will know all about it, and I will talk about it. So thank you guys so much. Let me see what else. If there's anything else I need to look at, that would be awesome. Thank you. You're amazing. Well, thank you, Ray. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for watching tonight. I had a ball talking to you and connecting with your energy and helping you see what your words are and everything. How will your book be available? My book will be available on Amazon and at all places books are sold, as people like to say. They may not be in physical stores to start out with, but I will have a paperback version. It is. I have it right here. Look at this. I have the unbound copy. I'll try to get it so the light doesn't hit too badly. So I have the unbound copy. Isn't that awesome? Oh, my God. I can't tell you how long this has taken. My daughter is 26 years old. She said that I've been talking about it as long as she's been alive. So here we are. Finally, dreams come true. So anyway, it's coming. So you can get it from Amazon. It will be paperback, and it will be ebook version. You can have both, and maybe next year I'll do the audiobook. And those who know me really well, you know that I'm going to have a really hard time just saying what it is and not going off on tangents. So maybe I'll do an expanded, channeled, inspirational version where I read it and then I go off and say whatever I want. So that might be fun. So we'll see. So that's a good thought. I'm sure Spirit just put that into my head. Thank you, Spirit. So you guys have a wonderful week. You can follow me, Colleen Vanderzijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach on Facebook, and please do. My website, ColleenVanderzijden.com, LilyDaleAssembly.org, and Lily Dale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook. You guys have the most amazing night, and I will see you next week. Bye.